Rob, thanks very much for joining me on the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So, first of all, how much, once the drone will be up in the air and working, how much human involvement will there be with a device like this?
I think, you know, this is all about the human-machine teaming design that is currently ongoing. We don't know exactly, the percentage. I can't give you a number today. And it also depends largely on the mission that will have to be accomplished. So the drone has been designed for both ISR, so intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance mission, and as you said, attack mission, so not just an attack drone. It's called the Loyal Wingman for a reason. It has to work synergically with human operators, both on the ground and in the air. So the share of decision-making between the human on the ground and the rest of the formation in the air, aircraft like the F-35 or the F-22, will have to be defined based on the mission. So there's no fixed number there.
Mm.
But as part of the what is called the air power teaming system, the new drone will certainly contribute to enhance significantly what is called human-machine teaming. So through the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning techniques, will allow achieving an optimal sharing of decision-making in all conditions to maximize mission effectiveness.
So, I mean, the project has had some serious financial backing from the Australian government, $40 million, in fact. What's the significance of Australia introducing a drone that uses AI?
Look, looking at the investment, $40 million is really a very small amount of money for, for an aircraft. It's sort of a miracle. Look, I work in the United States, in Europe for many years. I've been 30 years in the business. And I can confirm that, you know, this kind of investment is reasonable compared to the kind of capability that the drone is already, prompting as great opportunities, effectively, to assist the Australian Defence Force and give a critical capability in a very important time. So, the drone itself is about 30 feet long, so it's quite a large, and it, you know, it's quite a large drone. Not every manufacturer, not every company can afford it. So just Boeing, really. And the level of investment from Boeing, I think, is much higher than that. But considering the capability that has been provided, you know, the first drone of that kind and ever built, and the first large scale program in Australia after 50 years, this represents an enormous opportunity to create jobs, so employment, not just for the aerospace industry developing a new significant capability, but also from a certain Defence Force perspective. Just let you think about the large number of new opportunities that will be created. People tend to think about drones or robotic aircraft as replacements of humans. This is not the case here. We are increasing capability by achieving an optimal human-machine teaming in all conditions and eventually also allowing the drone to take over when needed, when the situation becomes too dangerous or too dirty, really, to be dealt with by humans.
And so do you think that this could, you said that it won't put humans out of jobs. In fact, it'll possibly create more jobs for humans. But do you think that this could possibly mean taking more people off the front line and possibly putting more, of these long drones on the front line?
Yes. As I mentioned, so the use of artificial intelligence allow exactly that. In this case, really, we are transitioning, and this is the first in its kind, we are transitioning towards certainly what is called automated decision-making in the battlefield, but also progressively trusted autonomy. So effectively, trusted autonomy conundrum consists in the adoption of advanced artificial intelligence, sensor network, and other techniques like the use of the pervasive use of agent-based systems to coordinate and maximize mission effectiveness. I would like to point out that actually in this case, the use of artificial intelligence, advanced kind of digital techniques, it's not just part of the design. It has been part of the overall, manufacturing process. For the first time, one of the first time in the industry, the lawyer wingman has been assisted in by the implementation of a digital twin. So the digital twin is a new technology, largely based on artificial intelligence, multi-physics, which allows effectively, achieving a high fidelity, very high fidelity simulation that allows enhancing not only the design process, but also the manufacturing. That streamlines the process and eventually allow significant cost savings.
Wow.
So this is, the secret behind a substantial reduction in costs during design, manufacturing, production, and hopefully also during the operational phase. So I'm quite hopeful that this technology will be first in its kind and, benchmarking and showing the great advantages of the use of artificial intelligence machine learning in the aerospace and defense context.
Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to join me this morning.
My pleasure.